Todd Espelin, Ennis Brown, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Now, your world premiere of Building the Dream, MLK Jr., is on the near horizon.
Yes.
Good for you. What a meaningful topic. Now, in a sentence, Todd, what part of King's story are you sharing here?
This is a story about Martin Luther King on the evening before he is assassinated. He is having an interview, and he is also spending time reflecting back on his childhood and all of the experiences he had that sort of formed him and formed his message.
Now, this is a righteous tribute to Black History Month. Beyond that, why is this story so important to be telling right now, do you think?
One of the approaches that Greg Stieber, playwright, and I were taking with the show was we really wanted to take a look at his youth, how his youth impacted him, and how thoughtful he was as a youth. For me, what's important about the Young Heroes of Conscience series is it's teaching kids to embrace their power and they have the ability to make a change in the world. And even if you're not making a direct change now, your experiences are helping building the person you're going to be.
So, Ennis, you've got the part, one of three parts of the people that play Dr. King. What kind of a rush is that?
It's amazing. Growing up, he's one of my favorite icons. My mom first introduced me to King. I had an experience when I was younger. One of my closest friends was this little white kid that lived next door. And we had a certain little experience that really made us think, because I came home one day and I was told I couldn't play with him anymore. And my mom was like, come here, son, let me talk to you. And she explained to me that same experience or something similar pretty much happened to Dr. King. And she just let me know that it doesn't matter who you are, just don't let things like that deter you from being who you are. Still love everyone the same. Be you, be a kid.
And you are kind of getting to share that personal experience on that stage. That has to be incredibly powerful for you.
It's impacted me a lot, and it's an honor to play Dr. King. I've done this about 5 times now. But this time is kind of different because it takes a different perspective of Dr. King. All the other roles that I've done is pretty much the cut and dry, the I Have a Dream speech, the icon that everyone knows. That's the role I've normally played. But no one ever gets to hear the story about how he became who he was. So doing this show, starting out as young MLK, and watching him progress throughout the years, going to college to become who he is, I think that really is what's going to make an impact to a lot of people and make them actually stay engaged.
Including yourself.
Including myself.
That's fantastic. Okay, the man, his mission, the legacy, it is so iconic, as you guys have been saying. What's the upside of having such a well-known topic to write about, Todd, and for that matter, to portray, Ennis?
Well, the upside is there's so much out there about Martin Luther King that we actually don't know. And the upside for me and Greg, when we finally kind of landed on this topic and landed on Martin Luther King Jr. as the focus for Young Heroes of Conscience, was to talk about elements of his life that we don't know about. Like, he went to Morehouse College at the age 15. Not everybody knows that. Not everybody knows that before he went to Morehouse College, he worked on a tobacco farm in Connecticut. And while he was there, he felt the first time he wasn't just seen as a black kid. He got seen for a human being. And that had a big impact on him. So we get to really write about these experiences from his childhood that maybe people aren't aware of. And I don't want to say demythologize him, but really show him as a flesh and blood human being that we can all empathize with.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I agree with you. You summed that up all together. As I read the script, because this is the world premiere, nobody has ever seen this before, it kind of got me engaged more. I thought I knew everything about Dr. King. I've studied him for years and years. But to learn those new things about him working on that tobacco farm and things like that, because Greg told me about it, I was like, wow, I heard about it. But to have someone else tell you in depth about how it really was, it puts a lot of things in perspective.
Now, is there a flip side of taking on such a well-known character?
Yeah, you don't want to screw it up. You don't want to tarnish his legacy. And so one of the things that Greg and I did as we were writing the script was we really just tried to keep him human and real and a person that we could empathize with. That really was, for me, the golden rule on working on all of the scenes. And I think that's a really important message nowadays, because we spend a lot of time deifying people in the public eye. And we have to remember that they're just like us. And
icon or not.
Icon or not. Also, I think it says is that we have power within ourselves to make a difference in the world the way this individual did. It wasn't that Martin Luther King had special powers. He just was at the right place, the right time, and had the drive to fight for civil rights. We do as well.
When the audience, mainly the children that are going to come and see this, the young people, they see him growing up from a child to an adult. And then you can realize he's just like me. He's just a man, but he was a man that chose to do great things within himself. And so as I'm portraying this, I want to portray and let people know and let them see that just put yourself forward and go for it.
Actually, Ennis, beyond yourself, kind of speaking for the whole cast and crew, because you're with them all the time, how has this production been impacting y'all so far as you take it through rehearsal and get ready to perform it?
As we go through this process, just watching how everybody changed and watching their emotions during different scenes, from day one, everybody came like, okay, yeah, we're going to do a show about Martin Luther King. Let's get in here and do it. But once everybody started to get into the scenes and start seeing what was actually going on, it takes on a different meaning. You're just not going to go up there and say, okay, I'm an actor, I'm going to portray this, read these lines. It takes a deeper meaning within your heart because you feel a little different now. You understand what was actually going on. To show an example of this, there's this scene in the Woolworths. During this scene, there's a young black girl. The young lady's name is Anaya. There's two guys and they pour their milkshakes on top of her head. But to see her embody that and go through that, the whole cast had tears in their eyes during the rehearsal. So you could just imagine what the audience is going to see and how they're going to feel if these kids are actually feeling this in their hearts as well already. It's so many things like that that go on throughout our rehearsal process where we have to stop and just take a moment like, wow.
That's really something.
Yeah, I literally had tears.
Okay, Todd, you inherited this Young Heroes of Conscience series and its author, originator, Gregory Stieber, when you took the job here. How exciting is it now you're immersed in them?
This is a really important program that Youth Theater presents. I think it's important that we're creating work that is mature and that gives our youth actors an opportunity not just to play puppets and animals, but really have an opportunity to tackle real meat and potatoes issues that exist within today. And it sounds like a cliche, but I think it's important to show kids that you have power. You are not just a puppet or a tool in the world. You are somebody who has the ability to make a difference. It's a valuable program, and it's one that I think is very cutting edge, and this idea of really tackling social justice in a non-kind of haranguing way is just makes such an impact.
And generating original material is one of your goals as Youth Theater's director. What does this mean for the group and the success of your whole craft?
Well, it teaches our youth how to work with new plays and how to work and develop new material. So if they decide to go on to be actors, they have that skill. But more importantly than that, working with new material allows kids to sit back and say, hey, I had a hand in making that. They just didn't get a script delivered to them. They actually have an opportunity to say, hey, I made that. Our productions of Treasure Island and Wind in the Willows are being published by Theater Folk Publishing. And what's really great is I can give kids in that cast the published script with the front page on it that says, here's the original company that created the show. And they get to see their names in print. And it's not just I did a play, but I had a chance to make something.
And Annis, what does a chance to actually premiere a work do to up that obvious thrill factor of performing on stage in this group doing all this?
It's great. I love it. Anytime you're doing such an iconic role, there's such big shoes to fill. Like any other time I've done it, I'm like, okay, I have to get this right because they know what's coming next. And with this one, you can actually embody that role because nobody's seen it before. So nobody's going to be up there judging you like, no, I don't think that's not how he did it before in the show. That's not how he did it. But it's how I'm portraying Dr. King. And it's a great script, and it's just a wonderful moment for me. I love it.
And can we think that it's safe to assume that you're pretty much talking for the whole cast when you say that?
I'm pretty much talking for the whole cast when I say this.
Thank you for that. So all in all, this play, its freshness, its relevancy, its place in the wide and wonderful world of theater, guys, what do you most hope it brings to each and every person now and in the future who sees it?
Dialogue, for me. When people leave that theater And after they see this show, I want people to talk about it. I want the children to talk about it. I want the children to go home to their parents and tell them what they experienced. And dialogue is such a big part. We don't seem to talk about things that make us uneasy at times or make us feel indifferent. But if one person can go home and it's changed them and impacted their thought process on certain things, I believe we did our part as a company.
I can't say it any better than Ennis did.
You certainly don't need to add to that, Todd. So, last question to both of you. From your hearts, what does this opportunity mean to each of you?
I think it's been a tremendous honor to have a chance to work with Greg Stieber on this play and also to present an unseen part of the life of Martin Luther King Jr. to the world.
I'm just grateful to be a part of Todd's great writing abilities along with Greg Stieber. I've worked with Greg a lot. I started with Ruby Bridges during that show. I've heard a lot of great things about Todd, but to actually finally get to work with him and to see how those two work together and that script, how they came together with that script, to see how two people with different ideas come together to make something so beautiful, is written phenomenally. I'm just glad I'm a part of that.
Todd Espeland is co-author of MLK Jr., a Fort Wayne Youth Theater production, and Ennis Brown, lead actor in that production. Thanks to both of you for sharing this wonderful story of this impactful work with us today. Carry it on.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you for having us.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.